Mr. Goo, Tim. This message is for that jam hole douchebag. Hey, dude. No one's interested in your little bitch fights. You sound like a cunt. And you're irrelevant. Your show's irrelevant. And basically, the only jam hole I'm interested in is your mother's. And how is that old salty whore doing since the last time I wrecked her asshole? She's still bedridden, using the colostomy bag? And I hope she's up and around. So I'll be by next week. Jagoo!
Jagoo, my listeners are assholes. That's why I love them.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 79 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you?
Pretty good. Cool. How are you?
I'm all right. A little tipsy, but I'm good.
Of course.
Good. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday night show. We got a couple of guests that are actually mic'd this time, and neither of them are that annoying fucking kid that was here on the Wednesday show. So, first off, we have Marcus. How are you, Marcus?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. And we have Matt. How are you, Matt?
Good. How goes it?
It goes. Two Matts. Now, Matt is, if you guys remember, if you've been listening for a while, every Friday from, like, what was it, episode 10?
About 10 to 20-something, maybe 30-something.
We had Sean on the show every Friday, and he was kind of our resident Friday guest. Well, since he died of AIDS, or whatever the fuck, we found his brother. So, Matt is Sean's younger brother? Are you?
Yeah, I'm younger.
Okay. So, how does it feel, man? I mean, your brother died of AIDS. Did you go get tested right away or what?
Well, see, there's a misconception of how my brother was died of AIDS. Well, this is not it. Actually, he had a big vagina episode. And what happened was is that he just got so hurt in his vagina that he didn't want to do anything. Now he's just a stay-at-home guy, and he goes to work, and his vagina hurts all the time because he's got sand in it.
Sand in his vagina?
Sand in his vagina, exactly. See, my brother, even though that, you know, he's a good guy and all, and he's fun to be around and everything, he did not die of AIDS. He just got vagina disease. And vagina disease is where, you know, you just become a vagina, I guess.
Okay, apparently, Matt, you need to go move your vehicle, which is what that knock on the door was. You guys probably didn't hear that. I don't know why, because your vehicle...
He needs his lawnmower.
Oh, so I'm probably going to have to move mine, too. You know, we're doing an internet radio show here.
Yeah, do you mind?
What kind of bullshit
okay,
is it?
My keys are in my car. If he needs them moved, can you move my car also?
Is
it's
it
a stick. Yes.
Okay. I can move it.
Go.
I've been known to work a stick every now and then when I need money.
Okay, so you don't have AIDS, right?
No, I don't have AIDS.
Okay, so you can
go. I took the shot of penicillin, so I'm good.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
You take that shot of penicillin, you know, get rid of AIDS, and you're all good. You go fuck anything you want, right?
That's perfect.
All right,
that's
good.
How I got rid of my herpes. Cool.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right, well, thank you very much. So, yeah, Marcus is a friend of the show, a friend of Braden's from back before the show. Why don't you tell us what you do for a living, Marcus?
I work in group homes for the mentally disabled, for lack of a better description.
Well, I got a better description. He works with retards. Now, I guess you could kind of say we all work with retards. I mean, if you work in the valley here, you work with retards. Right. I deliver water to retards. You fucking talk to them on MySpace. What do you do at your job?
Well, either you work with one or you are one. So.
Right.
What I actually do is mostly just like household chores, and I would say the worst part of my job is
wiping ass.
Couple of people that you have to give a bath to.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So
I usually try to avoid that part and pawn it off on someone else,
like themselves. Hey, wash yourself. If you can't wash yourself, Sorry, dude.
Your life's over.
You're retarded. It's not like, man, I gotta get cleaned up so I can go to the club tonight. It's like, man, I gotta hose this fucking beast down because it's been 2 weeks since I last did it.
And I can't really stand the smell.
He's starting to fucking decompose over here.
All right.
So, how did you get into that line of work?
It's kind of, it's interesting to me that, you can just go in off the street and apply for the job, and...
With like, have you had experience working with retards?
No, I hadn't. Well, I mean,
no, is that what they asked you?
No, actually, they just asked normal like personality questions.
How do you feel
about? If
you know
how to stump somebody, then you have a job.
That's amazing.
And you have a job taking care of people and giving them medication.
That's weird. It's like I can barely take care of myself. You want me to do what? Oh yeah, can I get in the bath with them? Or I mean, we do this obviously. It's all jokes and stuff. I mean, I have tons of retarded friends. Fucking throw a rock in any direction and hit fucking one of them. But like, I mean, what are they like? I mean, you are like in their homes and shit. Like when I see them, they're just out and about, fucking running into poles, drooling on themselves and shit. Like they're nice people, right? They're just slow. Like I always thought of retards as being like when I see them, I think that they know like what's going on and shit, but they can't formulate their thoughts, so whenever they try to talk it comes out duh. But like they know, and that's where they get that retard strength from, because they're so frustrated that it's like, I know and I can communicate, but I'm retarded, so I can't, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, we have all different levels of retardation, I guess. From the person that you can just hang out with to the person that'll slap you in the face if you say something wrong.
Right, like hot dog or something.
No.
Hot dog, no! Have you ever been punched in the face by a retard?
Not punched, but back to the bath-giving scenario. I've had to give a bath where I was just hit the whole time pretty
really?
Much.
Really? Like, do you have to physically lift up their dick and, like, wash it? Or how
I
does
usually
that work?
Just hand them the washcloth and say wash yourself,
and they know what that means.
Yeah.
Yourself means penis.
I would go nowhere that area.
Have you ever had a retard try to jack off while you're in there bathing them? Because like when I'm in the shower, I like to, you know, rub one out real quick.
Well, for them that's not really jack off time.
Okay, whoa. Okay. When exactly is it jack off time for them?
Well, I guess it's not written in their schedule, but
they don't have like 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock's lunch, and then 1 to 1:30 is nap time, and then 1:30 to 1:35 is jack off time.
No.
Oh, okay.
But
because if I owned a place like that, that's how I would run it.
One of the worst scenarios I ran into that was we were cleaning everybody's bedroom, and we walked past one of their rooms. He's just laying on the floor watching TV, like, spread out as far as he can go. Just really going at it. And then when we walk by, we look over, and he just stops and stares at us, but he keeps going.
Now, I'm sure the question on everybody's wow. mind is, what was on the TV that he was so furiously jacking off to?
His favorite show is Seinfeld.
Oh,
wow. That's amazing.
Could you... Okay, hold on. I'm going to start this off with Matt. Matt, could you bring yourself to climax whilst... Climax, not climax. Excuse me. Could you bring yourself to climax while watching Seinfeld?
Well, I jacked off The View one time, but, you know, for the most part, I don't know, that Elena girl's pretty hot.
That's funny, because your brother had the exact same story. Were you guys, like, doing it together? Or?
Well, see, what happened is... You know, I was at my house, he was at his house, and he called me up right after he got done.
Teleconference jacking off.
Well, it wasn't that we were on the phone together doing it jacking off. I just kind of happened to, you know, see something that turned me on a little bit. I was some chick in the fucking crowd who was nipping on, and I was like, oh.
Ugh.
So I got hard.
Boy,
yeah, you know, just like, you know, fucking swing. So, you know, I started rubbing it off. Well, my brother called me up. He's like, yeah, I just got done jacking off. There's a really hot girl on The View, and she was nipping out. And I was like, wow. Well... That just happened to me. I just did the same thing. But to jack off to Seinfeld, I don't know, because when Kramer comes in, he kind of destroys the mood.
Right.
He's fucking tweaked out.
No matter how close to coming you are, once that jackass comes in.
Once that guy comes in, he's all like, hey, guys, all fucking tweaked out looking. And
now, could you imagine what your dick in Kramer's mouth would feel like with his head going like that? Because that'd be like a little vibrator.
Are you talking about Kramer now or in 1997?
Kramer pre, you guys are all niggers at the comedy club. Kramer. Before.
Oh, that one.
Right.
I don't know. I have to think about that.
Okay, well, you go ahead and marinate on that for a while. That is very interesting. Now, when you were going through school and the high school counselor was like, you know, you could work in fast food or you could work at Semi-Tool, did working with retards ever come up as one of your career options? They're like, he scored really high. You should work with retards.
No, but I think that would actually be scored low enough,
oh,
too.
Oh, right. That was a joke. Okay, yes. Cool. So do you like it, though? Like, I mean, you can pretty much do whatever, because if they say something, you're going to be like, he's fucking retarded. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, there was one Saturday. It was like 5 in the morning, and I was like, no way am I going to make it to work. So I called in. I was like, I'm not going to make it, because I knew I was going to have a hangover.
Right.
And then they're like, well, don't you realize you're just going snowmobiling tomorrow?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, can I get a DUI? No? Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
So there's plenty of good parts to the job, for sure.
That's interesting. Now, Matt, have you ever worked with retards besides with your brother?
Not per se, but I have.
Not legally now, retarded?
Can we talk about where you work now? Because I've mentioned the name of the place here, so is that cool?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so when I go eat at Sykes every morning, since I've gotten back from the Keith and the Girl cruise, Matt has been the dude making my food, and I gotta say, the food is tasting a lot better. I don't know what you're doing. I honestly don't want to know what you're doing. But it's tits, dude. It's big old fucking Oprah tits, and I enjoy it.
Well, doing it for 5 years, I better learn something.
Right. what were you doing? What were you doing before you got to Sykes?
I was selling Kirby vacuum cleaners.
Nice, a job your brother and also my ex girlfriend used to do.
Yes, and I
fucked both of them.
It.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, well,
sorry. Wasn't sure where you were going
actually,
with
that. Actually, on a lighter note, your girlfriend stopped over at my old apartment one night with my buddy Justin and some other dude. And
nice.
And her name's Holly, right?
Absolutely. She's been on the show a few times.
Yeah, she's something else.
Yeah.
I remember her back when I first met you when I was 17 going to job.
Right, when we were all fucked up on pills
and
shit.
Well, yeah, that and the mushroom era. And the the mushroom era.
We ate a lot of mushrooms
back
in that era. So, we're going to...
Retards? I've been around them. I've had work with them. They are, they are some of the nicest people. But you know what? I just really think that if you were to look through the eyes of a mentally retarded person for one day, your view on life would be a little bit different because...
Well, you can say that with anything. Like, if any of these fucking people look through the eyes of a black guy for one fucking day and smoke crack and try to do all that shit, or, a gay person. I mean, you can say that even if me and you switch places, we'd look through life differently. You'd be all sad and emo writing poems, and I'd be all fucking angry and HIV positive,
I'm not HIV positive, fuck's sake.
Oh, that's your brother, sorry. Okay.
Sean.
All right, so that's cool. Well, we'll get back to that.
You're an asshole.
So on what day was it when we recorded that shit? You remember we had Odie's camera here.
Was that episode 76?
76. And then we had him on Wednesday show, and he brought his friend, and his friend just couldn't shut the fuck up.
He was so annoying.
He was like Deuce and Deuce's fucking wife all in one fucking person.
Yeah.
And I could understand if, you've never heard the show before, and you just got here and I was like, all right, we're gonna do it. But no, I explained to him, okay, you're not mic'd, so can you just sit there and be quiet? Marcus was also here. He sat there and he was quiet, but this kid was like jumping all over the place.
He was talking to Odie,
talking,
whispering in his ear.
And like, you guys couldn't hear that, but I hear it and I'm here and it's fucking distracting as fuck. So
right. I mean, when you're trying to talk about something and you're listening to them talk about something, it throws you off.
Yeah, and I had to stop the show like 3 or 4 times. So, and I understand it was maybe my fault. I didn't know who he was talking about, and he actually called my phone from Odie's phone and was like, hey, do you mind if I come sit in on the show? And I was like, no, whatever, that's fine. You're coming with Odie as long as I don't have to take you home or pick you up. I give a fuck. And then when he got here, I was like, all right, once we start the show, just sit there and be quiet, pretty much. I didn't say it like that, but that's pretty much, you know, what it came down to. You sit there and shut the fuck up. He apparently couldn't wrap his little tiny brain around that, and one of the things that really got me was at the very end, when we were all done, he's like, you know, you wouldn't have had all that dead air time if you would have had someone funny like me on the show. And it's like, dude, we had that dead air time because I had to stop to look at you to tell you to shut the fuck up.
No, that was actually when he knocked over that glass.
Yeah, and that, and kicked in the door. It was just a pain in the ass. So, Odie left his laptop here with me because it had the footage from his camera. Because if you remember episode 76,
yes,
we filmed with three cameras. I could only get the footage off of mine and my stepdad's camera. So I had to finally, going through three computers, I brought it back to Odie's computer and finally got it off. So Odie left me the laptop here, but what he didn't tell me is that his laptop had a password on it. So I send him a text message after everybody leaves, and I'm sitting here fucking getting jaded, just chilling, gonna edit some footage, and it boots up, and it's like, please enter your password. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I text him, I'm like, hey, what's your password? And I don't hear from him, he's probably drunk, passed out. So I'm like, huh, I'll just hack into this, no problem. You fucking F8, boot safe mode. Of course, the admin account has no password.
Of course.
So I'm in. So I'm thinking while I'm in there, I can do anything. Basically, root access. I pawned his fucking laptop. Not like pawned it, but I pawned it. So to get him back, this is fantastic. Basically, what I did is I took his password and changed it to my balls. MYBALLS. Then I took his hint and changed that to what does Odie like to lick? So if he's like, I like to lick my balls, he would guess it, no problem.
Right, so he should have no trouble.
And then I took the admin account that had no password on it and put a password on it, being D's Nuts. Okay. Then I took it two steps further, being as the password was my balls. And you know how when you log in and you're trying to type a password, it has the little thumbnail of
right,
the picture?
Right, the picture, yeah.
I took a picture of my balls and set that as his profile picture. So now, while he's trying to guess his password, he's looking at my balls, to where if he was like, those are Matt's balls, if I was Matt, they would be my balls, he would have been in. Now, once he gets into his laptop, I set his background, his wallpaper, to my balls. The big image. Now, the thumbnail, you could see my balls, and there was no dick. I had him, like, squeeze. Like, basically what he did to me on
the cruise.
This
is like the brain from Waiting.
Exactly. He's like, hey, Matt, look at my brain, and I look, just not even thinking. I hadn't seen that movie in forever. Right. And he's fucking sitting there with his hand around his balls with the brain. I'm like, oh, cool, Odie. And that's why I took that video of him a little bit while he was in the shower. That was a little payback. Yeah. So I did that, and then what else did I do? Change that, that was it. So basically, that was all. I wouldn't have done any of that if he wouldn't have brought this fucking kid over. And I understand I invited him to, but I also, he knows if he's not the kind of kid that can sit there and shut the fuck up for, you know, a little bit.
Right.
Then don't bring him.
I mean, I thought Odie had better judgment, so.
Right.
I just assumed if he was coming with Odie, he'd be a cool kid.
And that's why I didn't realize who it was. If I would have, I wouldn't have let him at all.
Right.
So that was kind of payback for that. Yes, Matt.
You think the kid was maybe just a little excited to be on an internet talk show because he has no life, or?
Possibly, but don't you think you would respect the show and then wait and be like, hey, you are a good kid. Would you like to come on this show and actually talk? Instead of him being like, hey, you wouldn't have had all that dead air time if you would have let me on the show. Or
it's
hey,
like,
if you ever need anybody funny, give me a call. Or if you ever need anyone to fill in. It's like, no, dude. And that goes back to that thing Keith was saying from KeithandTheGirl.com, that like whenever they're out with people, people will try to be extra funny just to see if he takes out his notebook and writes down something about them. And if he doesn't, they take that as like a slap in the face. And I know we're nowhere near 800 episodes or famous like that, but in this valley, our people like that are just, I don't know. I don't know. What did you think about it?
I just fucking pissed me off. This, like, the main thing that bugged me is that he was like, you wouldn't have that dead air time if I would have been on the show. It's like, we wouldn't have the dead air time if you weren't here.
Right.
Because he was the reason for it, and I guess he didn't realize that.
I understand if I wouldn't have told him, like, prior to how this is gonna work, you need to sit there and be quiet because these mics are very sensitive, they'll pick up fucking pretty much anything.
Yeah, like that. That's
right.
Good.
So, and he's there, and then the whispering and shit, and it just, it's annoying. And so, I understand, okay, maybe you're a little slow. Did you see that kid where you work? With the retard?
No, I actually haven't, oddly enough. Maybe okay. He hasn't reached that level yet.
Possibly.
But, I think you even gave us the option, both of us, to have a mic before the show.
I think I did.
Yeah, we were going to use that little condenser mic, so they could talk.
Right, and they're like, no, I'm just going to chill. Like, okay, then chill and shut the fuck up.
Right.
But, and also, I understand maybe one time I have to kind of look at you and be like, shh. You know?
But that should be it.
Right. I did that like 4 or 5 times. If you guys go back and listen to it, you'll hear just me starting to get more and more pissed. And it's like, I'm not going to fucking totally stop the show, stop the live feed to fucking discipline this fucking child. I'm just going to bring attention to it and be like, can you please shut the fuck up?
Well, did you tell him, you know, hey, you should put some ice on that black eye after you punched him, or?
I should have.
You should have, really. I'm just saying, you know, the only way, I believe in corporal punishment.
Right, me too.
You know, if some dude's sitting there talking on your show, just talking a bunch of bullshit nonsense, not really having any, like, intellectual towards the conversation, fucking punch him in the mouth. Well, and if I got, why don't you throw him out?
That wouldn't have even been that bad, but it wasn't like talking. It was a little bit, but it was more so just the whispering and the moving around. And I mean, maybe that's me. I just get distracted really easy. Like when I'm telling stories, I can't even look at the chat because I'll start to be like, oh,
yeah, because you'll be reading the chat.
And then to actually have that right here, it's just, it doesn't work. And if you are wondering, no, I will never let you come on this show because of that shit.
You are never allowed back here, ever.
Never, ever.
Ever.
He's also the type of person that when Odie said, I'm done drinking, he was sitting there trying to sneak shots into his
Coke, so. And when, you guys have to understand this about Odie. When Odie, well, he just kept bringing him more.
He was sneaking him shots? What was
No, I think there was one case when he actually, like, sat right there and poured a little bit of alcohol into his cup.
Oh, well, for him, and that's cool. That was Odie's liquor. I give a fuck about that.
Yeah,
was,
aside from the liquor, but the action.
And then I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, he's just bringing me liquor. And it's like, Odie, if you get too drunk, you're going to start passing out during the show. And Odie didn't really say much.
Again.
Anyway, because he was drunk and shit.
So next time, he can't get high or drunk.
Right, but I don't know. I got a phone call at like 1 this morning, and honestly, I thought it was a dream because I was a little fucking buzzed and stoned when I went to sleep. And he called me, he's like, why are your balls on my computer? And I thought it was a dream, so I woke up this morning, I looked at my phone, and sure enough, at like 1 something in the morning, there was like a 2-minute call from Odie. I was like, holy shit. He's like, what's the password? I'm like, you mean my balls? And he's like, yeah, what's the password? My balls, Odie, my balls. No, what's the password? Odie, my balls. And then I just hung up and went back to sleep.
I think he got
it. I don't think he's mad at me or anything, but you should know better. You know that kid better than I do. And if you know he's the kind of kid that has ADD and can't sit fucking still for more than 10
minutes.
Don't bring him.
Right.
I mean, I understand, we're going over to my friend's house. Yeah, this is where I live. Ha ha ha, it's an internet podcast. But we fucking take this shit seriously. If I didn't, we'd still be using the old fucking mixer and the $50 mic.
If we weren't taking it seriously, we wouldn't have gotten to 79 episodes.
Right. Definitely not at all. So, I don't know. Just be fucking nice. Behave yourself. Act your fucking
age. Okay, can we move on to something
else? Yes. I started messing with Skype a little bit, and that just... I was looking on some fucking just Skype rooms, I guess they're called, where there's a bunch of people.
Right.
People are the same way as they are on chat.
I'm
just,
sure.
Fuck you, suck my dick. Ooh, a girl, hey, you want to get on these nuts? You want to suck some cock? It's like, yeah, dude. If you went to a bar in person, it was like, hey, bitch, you want to get on these nuts? Like, how many times? Granted, maybe 1 out of like 1,000 times.
You might get lucky once.
You're going to be like, hey, you want to suck these nuts? And she's going to be like, yeah, I do. And you're going to be like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. But... And they act like this on the internet. It goes back to that whole punchinthefacedotcom thing. If someone would actually punch you in the face for the shit you said on the internet, you would be a lot fucking nicer. So I'm messing around with Skype because I got to get this working before Monday for the Christian Lander Stuff White People Like author interview. And that's the only, yeah, he wrote a book called Stuff White People Like.
And it's
White People,
it's yeah, an amazing book.
What about
it's,
those ones about, what about a white kid who grew up on a reservation? How do they like? What are they?
No,
like?
that's the wrong kind of white people you're talking about.
Hey, we're still white, buddy.
Right, but you're the wrong kind of white people. Not you. Well, you,
no, fuck you,
you and me
what
too.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, you racist.
What do you mean, you white people?
So yeah, people on the internet are the same. And I was in this one room where there's like 73 other people in it, and I recorded a clip of it. If you ever want to know what 73 people talking all at the same time on the internet, not just in person, but like with that whole I'm protected inside my internet shell persona, I'll upload the clip and you can hear it's ridiculous. Like it just like blah, 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 you can't understand anything. So
I said a few things.
Yeah, well, I was saying some shit, but it didn't record. No, well, it was, but it didn't record it because of the way the shit's set up. So we got to do a little rearranging here before we can do the interview. But hopefully, we'll get that all done.
I'm pretty sure it'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be good to go. Don't worry, Christian. We're coming for you. So, today I went and, what was it, Thursday, I went to this pawn shop I delivered to, and I was just, I always look around there, because they got, you know, pawn shops have cool shit.
Well, and it's like, always getting new stuff.
Druggies usually accumulate cool shit, and then when it comes time to get more drugs, they have to get rid of that cool shit.
For the drugs.
Right, and that's where these pawn shops come in. They're like, hey, we'll take your cool shit, and we'll give you just enough money to get one more fix.
Pawn shops are there for people who are addicted to something.
Down here at the pawn shop, we will buy your babies, yeah, down here at the... So I found these cameras, and I'm looking because I want my own digital video camera, because I'm thinking, all right, with my balls all over Odie's laptop, he's not going to let me use his camera again.
Never.
If he does, he'll let me use his camera, but he won't let me touch his laptop, and his camera doesn't work on either of my computers.
I guess you'll just have to put a picture of your balls on his camera.
I'm going to fucking MMS him one for every day for the next month.
Do it.
Just different ones, too. I'll take a Sharpie and draw little eyes on it. And
different
angles,
shave it up, make it look like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. I got little fucking goggles and shit made specifically for my cock and balls. I'll draw eyes on my balls, and then my cock will be like Snuffleupagus, like the nose hanging down with two eyes, and I'll bring them up so they're on top of the head. Not on the,
wow. I can get you a mini garter belt if you need one.
I will take you up on that. Is it used?
I found it.
Better.
I found it in Woodland Parks, and God only knows.
Nice. I try not to touch anything in Woodland Park, but
except when we have to go dive in the fucking...
Oh, sorry. If you find something in Woodland Park that's worth keeping, I'd fucking keep it, dude. I'm sorry.
Treasure.
There's almost found something worth keeping there.
Yeah, we
remember with those kids. We saw those kids.
These kids. We'll tell that another time. So I'm there and I'm.
Oh,
all right.
Boo. Might as well.
We're falfing at Woodland Park, and these three. What was it? Three or four kids?
Yeah, I think there's three of
them.
They
come down out of the woods. Now, up in the woods is where bums live and shit. And they're talking about they just found this backpack.
Well, they had all the stuff too that they were
An ID and a wallet and a checkbook, credit cards. I'm like, where'd you find that? They're like, we found it up there. There's a backpack there, and there's pill bottles and drugs and shit in it.
No
and this
shit.
was back when I was shooting dope and shit.
So we're like, take us to.
So I'm like, there's a pill bottle. Let's go.
I'm like, Moxies, let's
go. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, holy shit. So they fucking take us up there, and there's this fucking backpack with like a bunch of fucking lower tabs and shit in it. And you can't shoot lower tabs, so I was like, whatever. But it looked like there was this notebook with all these different guns and trajectories. Like, it looked like someone was getting ready to kill somebody.
Yeah, they were planning something.
Yeah, and then, like, a stolen license and credit cards. Like, this bum had ripped off some lady's wallet and shit. And
or a
else
few.
Was in there?
I'm not really sure. I didn't look at it too much. We, like, pulled our sleeves up so we weren't making fingerprints.
I had a stick, and I was, like, moving it around so I could see what was in the pill bottle and shit.
Yeah.
Can I have my backpack back?
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry,
that
dude.
Was, fuck. Now I do have AIDS. Cool.
Okay, hey, you used the stick.
It's what we call a callback. Thank you very much. So, before I talk about the cameras, I did upload Emo Poetry Episode 2.
Yes.
And I am in the process of editing Episode 3.
Which is pretty funny.
Yes, I enjoy that very much. And I also uploaded a few more videos I edited together from Episode 76 using the good camera for Odie looking at my balls.
And you can find all those on YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/thejamhole. So, so I'm looking at these cameras, and I notice there's a Sony 7.2 megapixel CyberShot that's like mine, but the next one up. And I'm like, holy shit, if I had that, because the other camera we had on you wasn't mine. So
right. It was borrowed.
Once everybody's shit that's not mine goes back, we're left with one camera again, which doesn't work, especially when you have some dumb shit holding it sideways.
Right.
Those are awful.
That's retarded.
I'm sorry for that video. All of them. It wasn't my fault. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I look next to it and there's this fucking mini DV camera. And then there's a tripod. So I'm like, you know, I deliver here. I bought my mountain bike. That was the same place I bought my bike from.
Right.
They'll give me a good deal if I buy all three of these. So I'm thinking, you know, probably like $350-$400. So I go up to the guy. I'm like, hey, how much will you do me for that, that, and that? And he, like, starts adding it up and shit. And he's like, it's this much sticker price, which was like $390 or something. He's like, but are you going to buy it today? I'm like, well, I'll buy it tomorrow. And he's like, $200. So I'm like, fucking, I'll take it, dude. Because nice. I know myself that camera, when I bought mine was like $400, $350. Yeah. And that's the next, it's the same model, but a newer one.
Right.
And to get that and a mini DV camera and a fucking tripod and a 2 gig memory stick all for $200, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. And then I got to thinking, because I'm looking at it, and on the bottom of it, there's this tag for this website where when you buy electronics, you register the serial number, it prints you out a tag in case it gets stolen. And there's one of these on the bottom of it. And then I'm like, holy shit, maybe this is stolen. So I open it up, and sure enough, there's a fucking tape in it. So I'm like, all right, how many people would pawn their camera, still leave the tape in it, still having footage of whatever the fuck.
Yeah, well, okay, if you're selling your own camera, you're going to erase whatever is on it.
Or you're not even going to, why put a tape in it? You're not going to get any more money.
Right, you're just going to keep it.
If it comes with a tape at all.
Well, maybe you just want to fuck with the next person that comes to get it. You know, give him a Tijuana Donkey Show.
But it wasn't anything like that.
So we start looking through this footage, and it could go one of two ways. I'll just explain what it is. It's high school wrestling. Now, are you the perv that goes to all the high school wrestling matches to watch these kids? Because wrestling looks a lot like gay sex.
There's a lot of crotch in the face and a lot of groping. It's just kind of gay,
really.
It's
a lot of male-to-male, skin-on-skin action.
They like to get really close.
Yeah, and it's like, no, it's masculine. It's like Greco-Roman wrestling. Do you want the oil?
Right.
It's like, yeah. No, dude, you're gay. And if you wrestle, you're gay. I don't care if you're like, well, I could take anybody down. It doesn't matter. Your face is in his dick. That's gay. Where I come from, I don't know. Maybe in Fairiesville that's considered normal, but not around here, dude. So we're going through it, and it's like a bunch of just footage of this high school wrestling. So I don't know if this guy was perving out or if he is the father. Maybe he's the father and he's perving out. He's like, oh, fuck the jerk bank. I'm going to put it into the, you know, the video jerk bank
right.
So I can watch it. Yes, Matt.
I thought
you had your hand raised.
Maybe
yes,
it's
Marcus.
The coach.
The coach?
He has to film it because he has to study it, I'm sure.
I'm going to study your move. Spread them. This is a move I came up with. It's called spread them. It starts out with you putting pills crushed up into powder into the other team's water bottles. And then you sneak into their locker room during halftime. I don't know if there's halftime, but then they're all passed out, and then you spread them. That's my move.
That sounds like a move you would make up.
I just did. Thank you. Yes, Matt.
Well, you know, I wrestled for 7.5 years.
Do you have gay sex?
No.
Is that hold on. Is that how your brother got AIDS?
No, my brother does not have AIDS. He's got the
Well, he doesn't now because he's dead.
Okay, whatever.
He's dead to me.
Okay, he's dead. I understand.
He forsook. He has forsaken this show.
I know. He vagged out, and he's got the vagina disease. He really does. And what that is where you get sand in your vagina, and you know you just become a bitch. Basically.
Did that skip a generation then, or do you have it? You just have it under control, or do you take medication for that, like a douche every day, or what?
No, I'm just an alcoholic, and so
just get the dog up there to clean it.
So I figure, why the pain?
Yeah. So I figure, why be unhappy and sober when you can be happy and drunk?
That's a good point.
But
that's kind of the same.
Whole, but going back to the whole thing about the wrestling thing, yeah, you know what? Maybe it is a little on the fruity side of that. But it's kind of, you know, in the back of my head, it's like, you know, I used to pin guys down on the floor for 3 seconds all sweaty and shit. And yeah, in the back of my head, I'm thinking,
that was
you know,
in the back of your mind or in the front of your mind?
It was in the back of my mind.
In
I
the
was
back
thinking,
of your mind, in the front of your pants.
It was subconsciously in the front, but in the back.
Big homo.
And so, big homo. Fuck you. But I was
love
just thinking.
Ya.
But I was just
so,
thinking.
So, can
know,
I ask you something?
What's that?
What does another man's sweaty crotch smell like?
I don't know. I never got the crotch in my face. I was able to pin him in under 4 seconds.
Do you want to smell mine? Do you think you could pin me in 4 seconds?
I think now?
This. Do you think you could pin
me
in 4 seconds?
You think your fucking arms are going to help
No,
us
not at all. I just
okay,
think I could.
7.5 years at 200 pounds of freaking wrestling experience against what? Somebody who's 150 and has no experience?
Yeah.
Are you talking? I could probably pin you pretty quick.
All right. Well, we might just have the next Jam Hole TV episode.
All right. We'll all do right. it. We're wrestling
I'll
you.
Record that.
How about this? How about you
with
and me
three
just,
cameras. One yes. of them might be stolen.
How about you and me go in the circle of death and we put tape our hands up and use tar with
hey,
broken glass
how
and
about,
do it straight style?
How about you and me lube up with some fucking baby oil and then we Greco-Roman
you
wrestle?
You know, the last guy who offered me that, apparently I
got
blacked
AIDS?
Out. Oh. Well, I blacked out and I don't remember what happened, but after you Greco-Roman wrestle, I will tell you this. If you drink the punch that they have after it, you wake up the next morning, your ass just hurts. It's kind of fucked
and
up.
And you only have one kidney now. Cool.
Make sure you put it on the same tape that's in there.
I have kidneys? When-
well, hey, Chance says, I love beef jerky and wrestling. Chance is our gay listener.
Right. The one that was wanted to go down
so,
the alley with
the
you.
The one that, yeah, invited me out to a date and I thought it was a chick, but then it was a dude. So then I stood him up.
Well, Chance, if you're out there, I'll tell you this, man. The difference between wrestling and beef is a big difference.
About 6 inches,
about
actually.
About 6 to 7 inches.
All right, so, wow. So, yeah, the camera might be stolen, and that's cool. Maybe we'll do something with the wrestling
You paid
footage.
For it legitimately, so.
Yeah, fuck it. It ain't no. on me, man. So, oh, we do just want to mention one more time, tomorrow, if you guys are local, Saturday, August 30th, at the LaSalle Grange, 7 p.m., there is a free metal show if you are over 21. Enemy Mine, Mass Bloodshed, Ada Kareen, Blacklist, and Drain Bamage are playing. Happy birthday to the chick from Porkchop Records. 7 p.m., LaSalle Grange, be there. We will.
Okay.
Yes, Matt.
Okay, that girl, her name is Juana. She's actually a friend of mine.
Juana Rock?
No, I don't know her last
oh,
name.
Oh, because that's what it says.
She hangs out at Cattleman's a lot. She'll be there tonight. Her name is Juana. She has a tattoo of a Lady Luck on her arm. She's a great kid and all, but she's very naive, so get her drunk and you never know what could happen.
That's right.
The party is there. I'm going to be there to do either a bartending or I'll be doing something there for her.
Wait, you're going to the Grange tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, so
oh, okay.
Juana is like one of my close friends. I've been friends with her cousin for quite some
I
years.
I wonder, we should go there actually, and do like a live video show of the Jam Hole just for like 20 minutes.
Could
I wonder
we?
If she'd let us do that.
Do you want me to talk
maybe
to her tonight?
You should talk to her tonight and see if
yeah,
we can
Yeah, well, I want to meet up with her cattlemans, but not only that, do you know a kid named Gazoo?
Negative.
Oh, well, Gazoo works at Teletech.
Wait,
if any
Gazoo?
Of you guys are
Gazoo.
Gazoo. Is that
what
a real
that?
Name?
No, what is that from?
Gazoo. The Exorcist.
Gazoo? No, Gazoo no.
Is
that from...
The Flintstones.
Yes,
the
Flintstones. Is that? Oh,
little,
that is.
The
yeah.
little green Martian.
Yes.
Guy. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. You. Wow, dude, I don't
That's
know
good.
How you...
That's good. Round of applause.
That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of things we give a round of applause to, I didn't mention this, but a couple episodes ago, we brought it to our listeners' attention that somebody at Anna's Pizza was no longer a virgin. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got a little talking to about that. Oh. Apparently, that pissed off the girl a lot.
How did she know?
Well, I don't know. Somebody told her, and then she listened to it, and that made her really upset. Meanwhile, she goes around and is telling her sister, who's going to tell everybody.
And we didn't even say who the person's name was.
No, but he's like, well, you narrowed it down. And I kind of did, but
But no one who listens to the show knows these
people. This is a good thing. And what she was pissed about was our commentary about it, how I said that that must have been the most awkward encounter between two people ever in the history of the world.
Well, it was true.
And it's like, what do you think? You're two virgins. Unless you watch a lot of porn and beat off a lot, yeah, it's going to be weird. Your dick's never felt a vagina before. Her vagina's never felt a penis before. I'm sorry if that upset you, but he was pretty upset about it.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, I apologize and stuff, but he didn't ask me to take the episode down or anything. And
well, that's good, because we wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't at all, but I just wanted to, dude, it's all fun, you know, and I mean, honestly, if she's going to get upset about something like that, you should think things through. That's all. So, yes, Matt.
Was it the little guy?
We're moving on.
I think did you take his virginity, Matt?
No, it wasn't me.
Bullshit.
It was this chick. It was some chick.
Is
that
it who I'm thinking of? Little homeboy?
Maybe. Yes, we'll just say yes. Yes, it was.
I know who. Okay.
All right, so
I thought it was little Chris.
Marcus.
Yes.
It has been brought to our attention that your home burned down a little while ago. Nice. Would you care to tell us about why you insured your house for more than it was worth and started a fire in it?
Well, I guess the problem was it wasn't insured. I guess we forgot that.
Oh, that's a problem.
I guess when we wrote
like,
all
right, we got the gasoline, we got the matches. Is that it? Yeah, all right, throw it. Oh, did you insure it? I thought you were going to... Oh, fuck. Put it out quick. Oh, shit.
It wasn't my job, so I had to talk to the others in the
house.
So
what happened? Are you homeless now?
No, that happened back in April. It was.
I think everyone knows who he lives with, sadly.
Oh, this is our period's roommate, Ben. We haven't had him on in a while. We were going to, and then he flaked out, right. And then I just haven't asked him yet. I assumed if you want to be on the show, you will ask.
Yeah.
Like that one kid. Hey, if you want somebody funny, you know where to look.
Yeah, you.
In the opposite direction of where you're at. Okay.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah, how is living with Ben? Holy shit, man. A round of applause for living with Ben. Woo!
I don't even know, Ben.
I guess
a round of applause.
Yeah,
I guess
you're
I don't
lucky.
Really know what to say. It gets kind of awkward sometimes when, like, he doesn't think I'm going to be home. And I walked in the front door, and he says, look away. I have to walk to my bedroom. I have no clothes.
And whenever anyone says, look away, your first instinct is to look at them and be like, what?
No. Oh! I think when it's Ben, no, your first instinct is to look to the girl.
Right? So,
you take his
was
word
he
for
masturbating?
You know, I don't know. He was sitting at the computer, so.
Where you else? Sit, too.
Hold on. What else do you do with the computer when you're naked?
I don't know, but I had to set a blanket on the seat next time I sat
there. Oh, your computer?
I didn't want to. Well, they're kind of next to each other, and
there's two
I use
separate...
his monitor, just like
is it just one
cords.
Computer, though, or is there
no,
more?
No, it's two computers.
Oh, okay. Have you ever gone through his internet history?
I like to stay away from that kind
really?
Of stuff.
Really? I would be so curious. I mean, I have a good idea of what I would find, but I would want to cement that in with proven actual fact.
Well, I think
I would take screenshots of
if I had, I don't know if I could still be there.
Gaysex.com, gaybuttpirates.com, gaybuttsex.com, .net.org. Those are just some things that he would probably look at.
But yeah, we operate on different schedules, so.
Nice.
That works out.
So, why did you lose like all of your possessions in the fire or what happened?
Well, I was actually the couch crasher in the place, so I had some.
How
had
is
some
that?
Of my, well, it was all right. The only time I got into trouble with that was when I wasn't going to the bars and my roommates were, and they would come home with like five people, and I'd be like, oh, almost asleep.
Nice. And then they come in, and it's
and
like
I even
oh.
had one guy come in, sit like right on the couch where my feet were, And I sit up, and his first question to me is, are you gay, dude?
Why? Did you have a toe in his butthole or
no,
near it?
No, I was just sitting there, and I wake up, and that's the first question that came completely out of nowhere.
Wow.
And you're instantly, like, my first thought is...
you are now.
Instantly, my first thought is, maybe he wants me to be.
Right. Have you ever considered homosexuality? Oh.
No.
I know you have, Matt.
I consider it all the time. I'm like, God, I hate women, but I just can't bring myself to kiss a dude.
If it wasn't for the whole sore ass thing, I'd
probably be gay. No, not even that. It's just like, have you ever kissed a fat chick? It's like their face, like you're trying to touch it. And it's like, if you close your eyes, it's like, man, this feels like my face. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dude and you're a chick.
I couldn't handle any of the stubble or any of the...
Or the fact that there's a penis and not a vagina.
The only thing that would be nice is you have sex and then play video games. It's like...
Yeah, and like, if he gets on your nerves, you can just punch him. I mean, you can punch a chick for sure, but, you know...
You get in trouble for that.
Against that.
Right. Yes, and then, like, their brother's like, you ever lay a hand on her, I'll kill you! And, you know, you don't want to mess with that
shit.
Yeah,
and their brother's 118 pounds. And
right.
Wears girl pants. He's like, if you hit my sister, I'll beat you up. And so, it's like, dude, are you serious?
What if it was a real effeminate dude and he had nice features and stuff?
No.
Nah, no?
I couldn't.
I saw you kind of thinking about it.
I couldn't.
No?
No.
Matt. I don't know. I just...
Could you?
I don't know. I mean...
Would you try?
Have you ever had anal sex with a chick?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. Have you?
I'm going to say no.
You're a liar. You had to think about it. Have I? No, that didn't count.
It just slipped.
If it's an animal and it's a female, it counts. All right. Yes, Matt.
Well, I don't know, man. The whole thing on... gay sex. Not that I have a problem with gay people. I actually had a cousin who was gay who got shot by malicious members.
And your brother is actually gay, right?
My brother's a closet gay homosexual, I think. He is with this girl, Carrie, who's got
a
wonderful little kid.
Tom Cruise has a kid with a chick.
Well, yeah, but I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise is a pole-smoking fag.
Pretty sure.
Out,
hold on, let me ask my eight ball. Yes.
Yes, it says... it.
Absolutely.
He didn't even shake it. It just popped
up. No, it's just like, I was listening.
But, I don't know, man, but this is what you got to realize. Yeah, it's all right to have anal sex with the girls as long as you got some titties to reach around and grab. But just imagine this. You're having anal sex with them and you reach around and your balls are slapping together.
All right, so what if it was a fat dude and you reached around and there were tits there?
Your balls are slapping together.
Right, so what if it was a dude that got rid of his balls? I mean, a butthole is a butthole, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at this...
I mean, I'm not trying to rationalize this. Well, so after this show, I'm going to be like, hey, that is okay. You're right, Matt. And I'm going to be like, I know I'm right, Matt.
Well,
let's go have gay sex.
No, I'm not going to have gay sex, you faggot.
No, not you. I was having a conversation with myself.
Well, this...
Gotcha.
This is what it is. It's like, if a guy was to get his balls chopped and you had anal sex with him, it's not the fact that you're having anal sex, it's that... You have an anal sex, and let alone maybe a fat guy, but most fat people have hair. I'm a fat kid. I got a hairy fucking chest and stomach. So.
I only got hair in that one spot.
Well, that's because you're just a wee little guy.
But,
know?
I mean, I was a fat kid, definitely. And
well,
I only had. Like, that's it.
Well, I mean, I got a little
Jesus
going
Christ.
On.
Don't ever do that again.
I'm glad I was looking the other way
you
when that
the
happened.
You got a good seat in the house.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that, dude. It's like,
there
you
went
got,
my
you
boner.
Got to look this way. You're from Montana. And if you were,
I was born in California,
well,
though.
See, I was born in Arizona.
Oh, well, they're hairier in Arizona because it's warmer.
Not really.
Is that really a fact?
No, it's just more the fact that, you know, if you're from Montana, you know, you're brought up to fuck puss, not ass. But if you're
or
fucking
sheep.
Ass. Or sheep.
Right.
Occasionally, I go down to the farm down the road.
Is your brother going to want to fight me after this episode?
You know what? If Sean does fight you, stay away from his right side.
Gotcha. I will just kick him in the balls.
No, my
and
best
then walk
thing to
away.
Do is to throw like something like that's
like
gonna blind him. Like no. bullets will work, but something will kill
brother.
My brother. Fuck you, dude.
I was making jokes.
Make something where it's gonna make him like cover his eyes from it, then just spear him and put him in like the lion tamer.
Hey,
or if you can wrestle, dude, I know it may be gay and all to you, but if you can wrestle, he's worthless on the ground.
Because I'd rather have his balls in my face than just his fist.
Well, you
that
know
that makes sense.
Well, you know,
because I can lick his balls. I mean, if I lick his fist, it's just going to hurt.
Well, yeah, if you
lick
his fist. But you know my brother more than
tongue,
anybody
too.
Else. Sean can, you know, Sean's quite the fighter back in the
Episode
day.
Episode 79. This is dedicated to you, Chance. I hope you like it. And Newsy, our gay blacklist.
Right.
Right.
Something that Chance and Newsy have in common.
That is amazing. I feel like Harriet the Spy. I wrote a bunch of MySpace blogs about how fucked up my roommates are. And you know what? They found him. And
shit.
Got all angry and shit. Dot, dot, dot. Fuck. Dot, dot, dot. Have you ever had that happen?
No. I don't really write blogs either.
Oh, see, I
so
do that.
I never got into writing blogs about stuff. I just don't, I guess.
But now, is that legitimate to get angry about? I mean, I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, if you're going to be a dumbass and post them on the fucking internet, like, I hate MySpace with the fire of a thousand
like,
suns,
can
but
you,
I have one. So, but,
can you write a MySpace blog about how much you hate MySpace?
Well, if your friends go, well...
But isn't that being hypocritical that you're using MySpace to write this blog about how you hate MySpace?
That doesn't
like
mean you're not addicted to it.
Like we were talking earlier, yes, I am a hypocrite on some things to say. Even though I hate MySpace with a passion, I have one.
You have a MySpace account.
Yes. Don't
Why?
Ever go to it.
What?
Why?
Hold on. What was going through your mind the second you hit submit on that form where it asks you all that shit?
Well, let me put it this way. I didn't create my MySpace.
You can put it any way you want.
No, this is what it was. My sister calls me up and tells me, hey, you have a MySpace. And I said, well, what the fuck is MySpace? And then she told me about MySpace. The only reason I stay on it is because of some girl who I used to fuck back when I lived in back in my hometown who we still stay in contact with. You know,
now, hold on. When you say still stay in contact with, a lot of guys will use MySpace to check up on their ex-girlfriends or something. Were you actually communicating with her, or were you reading her profile from the inside out?
We fuck four times a week, and she's from Libby.
Word.
She comes up here.
Hey, I go to Libby once a month. Can I get in on some of that?
I live in Libby.
Can
know,
I get in on some of that and some of that?
You know what, dude? I'm telling you what. If we... What background are you? What's your family of?
Italian, Mexican, white.
You know, I'm sorry.
I got the purest
she's
genes.
She's to me, dude. She's Irish, German, and native, bro.
Oh, fuck that.
So
she's all hairy and
she ain't hairy.
Hairy
she's a redhead.
And pissed off.
She's a redhead with big old titties and
hates
them.
Jews.
She does hate Jews. She don't like Jewish people.
So why do you hate MySpace?
Well, because MySpace formed by Mr. Tom there and. Well, MySpace...
Now, remember, we are on the internet. You will get called out if you say anything that's not the truth. People be like, I'm actually Tom wasn't the inventor of it.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know. Apparently, some dude named Tom, from what I've known, has started MySpace. But MySpace turned into such a crave and all this shit. And I had a buddy and a couple other buddies who every time they would take a picture or see something that they could take a picture of, they're like, oh, that's a MySpace
that's
picture.
That's going on YouTube.
That's going on MySpace.
Oh, you're
going to
get
love
raped.
MySpace.
You're going to get raped in the butt. This is going on YouTube.
We should use that again.
Yeah, we run into that a lot. Like, a lot of videos where people are taking them and it's like I'm watching them on YouTube and then they never edit it out. You right. always hear
yeah,
the famous,
this is going on YouTube.
This is gonna be so cool on YouTube. Oh, and yeah, that I understand. See, for me it kind of seems like it's taken away a lot of the actual physical interaction between people. It's like text messaging, how you hate that. It's like why go to somebody's house and talk to them when you could just type them a message on MySpace?
Right.
Well, see, this is what it is
what
people,
is it, Matt?
People don't use a lot of people from what I've heard don't use MySpace for just checking on their friends, talking to everything like that. No, there are these MySpace whores who go on MySpace who have 365 fucking people. Like, you know that many people.
Hey, I have 300.
You know, well, that's because you're a loser,
right?
You,
no
and
wait,
you have
wrong.
An internet
no.
talk radio show, so fucking
Well, that's why. That's how I act, exactly. act at least rationalize it to myself. But it's does like, anybody man, know? You're a faggot. Why do you have so many friends? No, dude, it's because I have a radio show and I want them all to listen. The more people listen, the more popular we are.
That's different.
You're still a faggot. Okay.
But that's no, that's different because you've got people who know you from a writing show, but you've right. got these people like, well, I'm from Troy, Montana. I got 490 people, and I got like these supermodels who want to be my Valentine's.
Right
and all
this now,
shit. So you know that is what pisses me off, and I believe every person who like thinks like that should get punched right in the fucking face
or killed,
in
right,
their sleep,
right?
By like arson or something.
I'm down with
burn
that.
Alive them, burn them alive, burn them alive. That's what all I right. say.
I knew in high school I wanted to be a psych major in college, but I had this math teacher who was way cool. I was bulimic, and a few teachers and friends
really?
Knew. Yeah,
that's
I was.
Something I did not know.
Well, actually, they knew that I was at one time, as in have stopped bulimic. Not that I was still doing it. I was only 17, 18 years old when she taught there. But
and
I saw
gay,
myself
but...
in her, like all up in her. She was 30 or so years old, and there was just something about her that I was so drawn to. I wasn't physically attracted to her or anything because you know, I was gay, but I felt the need to tell her everything and secretly hope that she would be the one to help me through my problems. I suppose we all hope that, don't we? But she was different. I wanted her to know. I wanted her to care. I wanted her to be there. Now that everyone thinks this is all behind me and I haven't forced myself to throw up for 2 years plus. That's right. I haven't puked in 2 years plus.
Well,
I still think about it every waking moment. I feel like I'm wearing a sign and I want everyone to know that I have some kind of eating disorder. Look at me. I'm bulimic. I like the way my food tastes twice. All I can think about is food and just making it through the day without falling off the wagon. I am addicted to this. I need a bulimia rehab. I need an intervention.
So what the fuck? All that food I cook you every morning, you just throw up?
I can't go to Overeaters Anonymous because I know too many people in my city.
Do you want to get powerbombed?
The last thing I need is someone recognizing me there. I'm 21 and I've been in this predicament since I was 15. Do you know what that's like? 6 years is a long time to waste on something so ridiculous. R-E-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S. As food, once I graduate next year, I will get my master's in psychology and will continue to live with this burden. I don't want therapy. I just want someone to listen. Is that what I really want? What? I don't know what I want. Maybe I should have been a math major. Wow.
That's a pretty good one. Was it really that long?
Yeah, I mean, I added a few things here.
Oh, obviously.
The majority of the bulk. Yes, Matt.
I need to apologize. Yeah, I didn't know you were reading that. I thought you were being, like, serious. You were believing it, because I was going to say, you know, all that
pretty
food
good, huh?
I spend all the time cooking your ass every fucking morning. You just go throw it up.
Well,
you come in there again, I'm fucking spitting on it, dude. Then you can taste my spit twice.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
chances
like
double the taste, zero the calories. That's a good point.
I act like everything is all right, but nothing is. It hurts so much. I didn't know it could ... I think ... is where the razor blade actually crossed the path of the artery. I'm so scared I'm going to screw this relationship up. I am mad about him in every way. He's so nice and he makes me laugh. And most importantly, his cock is like totally this big. I feel comfortable around him, and when he's in me, it usually takes me weeks, sometimes months to reach orgasm, but I feel comfortable around someone I like. But with him, I don't know. I want him so badly, but I don't know how he feels about me, because I've never thought about just asking him. What if he doesn't feel the same way? I hate all the guessing that comes with this. Ask a question!
Yeah, you don't have to guess if you ask him. He'll probably give you an answer.
Take the dick out of your mouth. Look up at him. Do you even like me? No? Okay. I wish I didn't have red hair. Sick of getting beaten all the time. Or I wish more people did. I'm a male, and having red hair is the worst possible thing that can happen to E-person. E-person. That's like a person, but in... So basically, what he's saying is his Second Life character is a redhead.
Yeah, and it's the worst thing.
I don't want to be a Mick anymore is what he's saying.
Right.
Well, fuck him because I'm Irish.
Yeah, fuck you, 2387592 81
Yeah, go blow a
dick. You get stuck being a true minority. Nobody likes you. Everybody puts you down, but nobody will say it and admit it like the KKK with niggers. Girls have never liked me ever. Ugh, excuse me. And I'm not ugly, overbearing, an asshole, or racist. Of course not. Being an asshole might be why I don't get girls. Because girls are assholes, and I don't get assholes.
I don't know. I know a lot of assholes who have girlfriends, and I'm a nice guy, and I don't have one.
But I am even in all the advanced high school classes. Oh, wait. I'm even in all the advanced high school classes. I'm in AP everything. And I'm graduating a year early. How come no girl thinks intelligence is a sexy thing? I don't know. Because, I mean, I'm so smart. I wrote a computer program and asked it if it thought intelligence was sexy, and it said yes. God! This one's going out to you, God. But I want to have sex with Alan Rickman. I don't care that he's 40 years older than me. I'd do him.
What?
Damn. What the hell is wrong with me? It's always older guys. I'm such a slut. There's this professor at my university that I, like, totally daydream about constantly. I think about him learning slowly over my desk and kissing me. And the priest. Hot damn, that priest. What I'd love to do to him. I'd confess all my sins to him. Actually, Richard Dean Anderson is pretty hot these days since he lost the mullet. And that, my friends, has been Group Hug. Are you ready to do some news?
Yes.
Episode 79 of this motherfucker. Ready?
Right.
Fuck my face. Why do you do that? How do you do that?
I just do it.
I hate you.
Is it an every time or
it's a natural gift, really.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's just...
You spend a lot of you and you time playing rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, yeah, I play rock, paper, scissors against myself.
Did you always win?
Usually.
Except for when you guys drawed.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. All right, this one is called One-Legged Hooker Slain. So a one-legged hooker was killed in Brooklyn after a John hit her over the head, causing her to fall backwards out of her wheelchair and slammed her skull against the wall.
Holy shit. Could you imagine what that would fucking be like to do? Just fucking... just like...
No, I can't,
like,
really.
I'm carrying water. You're there, just rolling. Right. Just fucking... Dush! Get out of my way! You know? Sometimes I just want to do that. And it's usually, it's not like during the week. It's all, well, obviously it's during the week, but it's not like the, it's every Thursday and Friday when I'm up around the hospital and shit. Cause there's always old people there. And somehow, I don't even know how, somehow they always get like right in front of me. And then they, like, stop.
Well, and plus they're moving so slow
as it
is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just, to me, it's like they're not even moving.
Right.
Matt.
Actually, speaking of that, how you're saying about going slow in traffic, I actually read something that was interesting to me and kind of makes you want to think.
Enlighten me.
So it goes like this. It says, those people who drive slower than you are driving too slow.
Right.
But those people who drive faster than you, those people are maniacs.
Right. Well, no. Because nobody drives faster than me.
Well, just think about it for a minute. If somebody drives slower than you, they're a slowpoke. If somebody drives faster than you, they're a maniac. So how does that fucking go towards somebody else?
That's the same thing as, like, in the summertime, people are like, God, it's so hot. Oh, fuck. And then
in the
wintertime,
like, it's hot. Yeah.
The same people, they're like, burn, nigger. Burn. It's so cold. Oh, I wish it was hot. It's like, you're never fucking happy. It could be 70.293 degrees.
Hey, that would be pretty
perfect. And you'd be like, it's too not anything in here. It's too good in here. I'm too comfortable now. Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's
people,
what it is, but...
Bitch.
You know where I work.
Yes.
So I hang around old people all day.
All day.
So I fucking hear it constantly. Not only do I live right above that fucking place, I fucking gotta go there every day from 5 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon and cook these old fucking people breakfast all day, and all they do is fucking, they want it so perfect.
Where's but my senior discount?
Not even like a senior discount. Oh, the fucking senior burger. So a guy who comes in who's 62 cannot get this, but a guy who comes in who's 65 can.
Well, duh.
It's a senior burger. It's a regular burger.
That I
regular.
That I understand, though. If you make, what if you're like, okay,
it's $1.25.
I know. I'm just saying. To them, it's like, well, why don't you let them? And then it's like, well, if I let you, then I have to let the 61-year-old. And if I let the 61-year-old, I have to let the 60-year-old. When in reality, you should just be poisoning the food and giving it all to them for free.
Well, see, you know, they
that's
didn't.
All.
Well, they didn't agree with me on that because I was gonna ask. I was like, "Hey, man, you know, I was like, what if we just throw a little bit of, you know, Clorox bleach, spray it on the grill, you know, maybe, you know, throw a little mineral spirit in the sausage gravy? Hey, who's gonna really notice?
Nobody. You could feed them fucking cat food and they wouldn't fucking know. I've watched people in there that have been eating and then stopped what they were doing and like totally forgot." And then, like they were looking around, like, where's my food? And then they look down, and then they start eating again. Like, they don't fucking know. You could take, I bet we should do this for a fucking thought experiment. You should take a dump on a plate, make it look nice, and send it out. And I guarantee you, one of those fucking people will eat it.
Add some
well,
gravy.
See, that,
and you will get a compliment. That was good.
Well, it's not, fuck, believe me, I would do it, but there's a couple of waitresses there.
Who I'll actually fucking do it. I will donate my dump to that fucking cause.
You know, we could probably do it as a brats sausage.
Yes.
Just say, dude, it got burnt. It got burnt.
We could call it burnt Italian sausage. Perfect.
But no, you're Italian,
that,
too,
but
so hey.
The great thing about cooking there, too.
That was the joke. Thanks.
Yeah. You know what, wow. You know what one of the better things about cooking there is, though?
What?
Because when you get backed up and you spend 20 minutes on a ticket or something like that, they're too fucking old to know that they ordered it 20 minutes ago. They're like, oh, that was quick.
Totally.
So, you know, it's like, it's so relaxing. And I could basically fuck off half the time.
That's why I was there that day for like an hour and a half before I got my food.
Hey,
because you're like, oh.
No,
yeah,
that was not my bad.
I know.
The other guy came on and fucked up my upness. And when you fuck with my upness, I get fucking mad.
So you know what I got today? This hasn't happened to me in a long fucking time. From an old person. I got the, hey, you got enough water? And I fucking looked at him and I was like, no! And then he fucking started laughing and they walked away.
Wow.
Just like over, like when they're heckling comics and a comic says right. something and you just go, ha! And that, like, it's,
that
yeah,
stops it.
Totally.
Right.
And then they're like, oh. Well, I mean, it,
yeah,
it's like,
it kills
hot
it.
Enough out there for you? I don't know. Are fat enough in here for you? It's just, and it's always old people. Well, because they're in an office sitting
what
at a desk just getting fat.
Make fun of it because I'm a fat kid, man.
Not you. Oh. All right, continue, all right. Please.
So the handicapped hooker.
Oh, when, hold on.
Really?
When you said you got backed up, I just thought like poop.
Fuck you.
But I'm just. Okay, go ahead.
The handicapped hooker who lived in the building was taken to Long Island College Hospital where she died yesterday morning.
Aww. You
after being removed from life support.
Oh,
she was on life support.
I'm glad we spent the $3,000 to keep you alive for like 20 minutes.
Right.
Your parents, your fucking family's like, cool, writing the check, $30,000. This could have been my library room finished, you fucking cunt.
Waste on this fucking hooker.
She was adopted!
Oh!
So, the hooker who lost her leg in a train accident had a rap sheet with 67 arrests for prostitution and drug charges.
You'd think you'd learn your lesson.
After, like, 65.
Right?
I'll give you that many
or
to
60
learn.
Or 60 or 59.
Yeah, you
know, I don't
fucking
know.
I'll give you a lot at that point. She wore a prosthetic leg, but also used a wheelchair.
Of course she did, because a peg, like, just wouldn't look right, being
right.
a whore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you were a pirate, yeah, but we're gonna have to take your hand off.
Investigators believe she had been servicing a client, otherwise sucking his dick off.
What's that mean?
I don't know. In the hallway, who then hit her in the head with a heavy object.
Fuck yeah, was the heavy object her leg?
Perhaps.
Probably.
Bam.
You just use what's around. He's like, all right.
It would work.
Would you fuck a hooker with one leg?
No.
No?
I
not even
not.
To, like, check it off the bucket list?
I don't think I have that on my bucket list.
If I was
list.
At the point that I was getting a hooker, I guess I wouldn't care how many legs she had.
Really? Like, yeah. Four, three, whatever.
It's like, hey, one of those things that'll get in the way, I guess.
It's a hooker.
Right? I mean,
$45 to do what you want.
Yeah. You can't be too picky.
You take what you can get.
Right. It's beggars can't like, be choosers.
It's not a menu to where you're like one-legged, two-legged.
You get what you get, and you better be happy
right,
with it.
Right. This one's got a penis. Ooh, all right. Yes, Matt.
So, well, you gotta look at it this way.
I feel like a game show.
Huh? I bet. Raising your hand.
Would you like the physical challenge?
I got the answer. I got it. No, so, well, you gotta look at it this way. It's buying a hooker, dude. You know, you look at it this way. I've heard the expression, head is head. It doesn't matter who you get it from,
hey,
head is head.
That's like what we said earlier about an asshole's an asshole.
It's asshole's an asshole.
Some
exactly.
just have penises
so
on them.
So, isn't a hooker.
On the other side
so
of
So, isn't a hooker just a hooker?
Well, yeah, but
so what the fuck does it matter? She's got one leg. You're fucking her pussy. You ain't like giving her a leg massage.
No, anything. I'm not saying I would. He said he wouldn't.
So what if I fucked a hooker with one leg, dude? It
was
doesn't
that
matter.
You? Why'd you kill her? That was a little unnecessary. All you had to do was take her leg and then
dude,
run or walk.
Or were you pissed because she was in a wheelchair?
Or challenge her to an ass kicking contest. God damn it! All right, go.
She gave me crabs. That's why I killed her.
Do you still have them? Would you not sit on
that
chair now?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, I shaved it all, but we'll not get rid of it. It's just the same thing as lice, right?
I don't think so. Oh, I don't think that generally.
No, crabs is nothing like lice, dude.
What do you mean? No. Well, I shaved my head when I had lice, and they went away. And
all better.
Shaved crabs when you know, shaved my pubes. I got crabs.
You
so
know,
it's pretty much the same
have
concept,
you,
right?
Hold on. Have you ever had crabs?
No.
Braden, go. No.
I haven't.
Marcus,
no.
You're a liar. You. Yes. Yes, no. She has. You?
Absolutely
that's
not.
That's 2 out of 5.
So you have to.
I have not had crabs. I actually have not had one STD. Well,
there's 5 of us in here. That means one of us has AIDS.
One of. Why are you
going with you?
Me,
I'm thinking it's you.
Fuck you, dude.
Because
you
your brother
AIDS.
Had AIDS.
Holly had AIDS. I gave it to her.
All right, so ooh. 2 out of 5. That's a
3 out of 5.
Right? Heyo! All right, is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right, this one is called Loophole Allows Baby Bonus for Late Abortions. It sounds like they're making it a game. Like, yeah. You got the baby bonus!
You got your kid aborted a day before it would have been born.
Yay!
That's like the most money you can get.
Tell her what she's won! You'll be the proud new owner of
$5,000! Wow.
5,000 baby bucks. Redeemable at any Kids R Us store. Let's see. It was intended to boost the birth rate. Why? Wow. That line alone.
How does that sound?
Why
really?
Would you want to boost the birth rate?
Right?
6 billion?
I think so. Over that, obviously.
But not enough. We
no.
need at least, like, you know, 5 billion more. I won't be comfortable until we're at that 11 billion.
I won't be comfortable until I can walk outside and not be, like, being smushed against people.
Right? Do you think eventually it could get to the point where the planet will be like a rave? Like, just a bunch of people
right?
packed into a warehouse.
Right, they're all, like, so close. Like,
there's a sign on the planet, standing room only.
Right.
Holy shit, that would suck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would just have to start killing people.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd get to the point where you could get, like, 2 butcher knives and just walk around flailing your arms.
And you'd make a huge dent in
Fuck
it, too.
Yeah, I'd make the biggest dent in it. I would just go. I'd put them on my car, and then I'd go.
Right.
The loophole, means the $5,000 baby bonus can be claimed for late-term abortions.
Huh.
So you wanted something to boost the birth rate, but in the contract you're like, well, we'll give you $5,000 for a late-term abortion. In fine print. Yes.
Wait. They give you $5,000?
For a late-term abortion.
Dude, I need to call my girlfriend. Hold on. that's kind of...
My name's Matt.
That's kind of fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah, a little.
A late time. Well, you're 5 months pregnant. I'll give you $5,000 in mommy dollars.
What is your fetus worth to you?
Exactly.
I'd take like $10.
So wait, they're
five.
Like, wait, you're gonna pay me to get rid of that thing? Fuck, I was gonna have to go pay this place to do it. That's awesome.
If you just buy me a pack of cigarettes and like a beer, I'll be good to go.
Do you just reimburse me, or is this like a cash up front thing, or
what? Is it a counter check? Or?
Yeah, well, I don't accept those.
Lease your fetus.
Yeah. Do you have couples that you can use this? I don't know. What? Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. The loophole arises because abortions after 20 weeks gestation are recorded by doctors as stillbirths. Like the ladies. Is it there? He's like, yep, still there.
Still there.
Parents of stillborn babies receive the maternity benefit on compassionate grounds. What? There's a thing called compassionate grounds? We're going to give you money because your life sucks and we feel bad for you? That's bullshit.
And that's why they want to increase the birth rate?
Like, so I'm just going to be a huge worthless piece of shit and then you can feel bad for me because my life will just totally suck and then you can pay me money.
So that means you could make $5,000 about every 9 months.
All I need is $6,000. I could probably do that trip in five.
Well, you know, maybe if you can find a girl that'll
get you pregnant and then abort the baby for $5,000. No. I'm getting the nod. Yes. That is awesome. Fuck yeah. The Federal Parliamentary Library, which examined the issue for Liberal Senator Corey, who gives a fuck, confirmed the anomaly. Senator said, quote, "This is not a debate about abortion. This is about the baby bonus being misused and misapplied to women who do have terminations." It's like, can we stop calling it a baby bonus? Sounds like a lightning round in a fucking cheesy 80s game show. Clearly, that is not the intention. It's not in keeping with the support of mainstream Australians for the baby bonus. I'll take the baby bonus. So they put this in to have it to where people, women that have stillborns, will get money. Then people are saying, well, we're going to get an abortion, not have it, and it's stillborn. And then they're saying, now give me the money.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And you can't, if you really think about it, you can't encourage a woman to have an abortion. If she's willing to have one for $5,000, then she's a piece of shit anyway, right. And she shouldn't have the kid.
I mean, she's either going to want to or she's
so
not.
So you can't just say that, oh, people are taking advantage of this. It's like people are doing it so they get $5,000 for their dead baby. Are those the kind of people that are going to be like, oh, we'll take care of you? Hey, I'll trade that baby for an apartment and some fucking crack right now. Okay. Is it good crack?
Well, last episode we kind of had a story like
that's
that.
That's what I was...
Yeah, except it was five-year-old.
We're going to change your name to Obvious.
Really?
Matt.
I hate to get off the subject really
quick.
No,
please. Go all...
No, but this is what's kind of funny. I took a quick bathroom break and went to go take a piss, and your cat was sitting in your sink.
Oh, told you. She comes out here, and her head's all wet, and Brandon's like, what the fuck? Why is your cat's head wet? Dude, she sits in the sink. Huh?
Well,
okay.
I took a piss, and she sat there and...
Watched you?
Clawed at my urine for about 40 seconds. And the only thing I was thinking of is, like, I really wanted to see that or push the cat into the toilet because it would have been funny. Like, I really wanted to see the cat attack my pee to fall in the toilet, but at the same time, I was like, dude, it'd be way funnier if I just kind of
and then the
pushed
cat
her down in the toilet.
The cat freaks out and runs out here and jumps on all of us.
Right, now we got pee on
us. Come out here and be like, huh, fucker? I got you. Oh, shit, I got you, good fucker.
Oh, man. Episode 79, the pee episode.
Yes, the pee episode. But anyway, get back on track with the baby killing.
Yeah, no, she does that a lot. She'll sit in the sink and, I don't even know.
So baby killing. Let me hear more of this.
Right. Quote, clearly this is not the sentence I just read. National Association of Specialist Obstetricians and Gynecologists also said there was no legal difference between stillbirths and abortions after 20 weeks. I say after like 58 weeks. No difference.
Right.
I guess it moves a little more now, but
58.
Either way, they both start to stink. Right?
Well, see, no, at that point, the thing is about that though is
you know what I mean.
At least you can leave your kid in Nebraska at that point.
Thank you.
If you don't get
an
abortion,
true. But then you don't get $5,000.
True. And then you have to go to Nebraska.
But really, ask yourself this:
$5,000 is almost worth stealing someone else's baby, killing it, and then sending it to them and being like, where's my check?
Yeah.
I don't think it works
like
that.
It just came out one day.
What would they do, you think? They'd be like, return to sender. Wait, yes.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What do you mean by late-term abortion?
Like, before...
Like, do they bring in kids that have already been born to kill? Or are you talking like 6 or 7 months into your...
Yeah, before it comes out of the vagina without you, like, sucking it out.
You're talking about, like, you're in your third trimester and they give you $5,000 for the kid.
Right, I think. Up to 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
Which isn't very late.
No, that's 20 weeks. Well, there's 4 weeks in a month, so you're looking at 3.5, 4 months.
Okay. Most late-term abortions were prompted by fetal abnormalities. When it came to women who had a late-term abortion, he said, I think it is a very humane gesture from society to say, you are going through enough already. We're not going to make you raise a retard. A spokeswoman for families, Minister Jenny Macken, maintained the baby bonus was not available for aborted pregnancies. So basically, you would have to go back to your doctor and say, abort this, but do it nice and neat. Like, try not to rip stuff off. Can you make it look like this came out of my vagina? In one piece, preferably.
Ugh.
That's what you have to do.
The perfect vagina.
Can they do it in like a C-section type? Just kind of go in there and...
Yeah, probably.
Pull it out, I mean...
Well, you could just go up in there, probably.
Well, I guess, grab a hold.
Come with me if you want to live, right?
I guess they just stick their arm up there and, like, grab it. It's like, all right, guy, you're coming with me.
Yeah, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's all over.
If there's any evidence of this occurring, we will follow it up immediately. The loophole emerged ahead of a push to axe Medicare funding for late and midterm abortions. I don't think I would have any questions to axe late-term Medicare, whatever.
Not okay. Me either.
And that's it for that story. So read one more. We'll do some Craigslist, and we'll get the fuck out of here.
This one is called Jealous Man Beheaded Lover with Rue Knife.
A Rue Knife?
Yeah.
Is that like a Kanga?
I don't know.
It's a Rue Knife.
I have no idea. That's just what it says.
Is that like a Rue Boy? Yo, Rue Boy! Come on at ya!
All right. I don't think so. A man who stuffed his partner's body in a freezer after beheading her with a kangaroo knife.
Yes!
Oh!
I was right. That's amazing. I was totally just fucking around. I
was relieved she had not jumped around like a chook.
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
Where is this from? Oh, Australia.
Ooh.
Go figure.
Oh, that's
fuck,
awesome.
Dude.
I don't even want to read this.
A chook? I think I know what a chook is. What? Read that one part again with the chook.
He was relieved that she had not jumped around like a chook.
A chook, I believe, is one of those, I actually know this one. It looks like a, no. It looks kind of like a bobcat and a wolverine mix, but without, like, all fucking with the long claws. And it kind of stands, like, you know, kind of highland like a jackrabbit, and it fucking just pounces up and down.
And Matt, for the baby bonus, can you name what they call... like a group of those things?
Oh fuck, dude, I don't know.
Alright, continue please.
The 53-year-old shot himself in the head on Valentine's Day this year.
Of course he did. If you break up with me, I will kill myself. Yeah, right. And then he waits for Valentine's Day because that's all fucking... what is that? That's just... that's the...
I don't know what you're getting at.
What?
The coup de grace. What am I... the whatever.
The coup de grace.
That's the top... The
icing on the cake?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh! I have to go wipe myself. fuck.
Where'd you go?
That was giving me gas, dude. Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Wow.
So yeah, that is like what that is. Like.
So, and it was also 5 days after killing Jacquin Morrison, who also was 53.
Right. That's logical. Okay.
So, in
I'm
his,
with you so far.
In his findings, Mr. Kavanaugh said that the Daftco couple who lived on a rural property near Catherine was prone to volatile verbal arguments.
Domestic violence.
Yes.
Is that it for that story?
It's not really.
Because this is boring me.
Well, we can move on.
Well, no, is there? Does it get good? Or
I haven't read it like you tell me not to.
Oh well,
Jesus!
Don't listen to me. Do as really? I, little something I just made up. Do as I do, not what I say to do.
Yeah,
when I'm just joking.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't think
Sorry,
that works.
Because my
and what that means is you should do what I want you to do and not what I tell you to do.
But why won't you tell me what you want me to do?
Because you should just know what to do. How old are you, adult?
I do. When you don't tell me something else.
The reason I plotted that is because my brother always says, tell me, do as I say, not as I do. And my parents said, I'm like, listen, you know what? I'm going to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do it. So why even say it, dude? You're living in a new era. It ain't the 60s. Yo, it's 2008. You tell your kid, don't smoke pot. They're going to be like, dude, I'm going to get fucking
What's pot?
Baked.
It's fun What's stuff. Pot? Don't smoke it.
What's
oh.
pot? Pot makes you feel like you're just really relaxed and mellow and everything's so funny.
But it's
you
illegal.
You mean it puts you in a good mood? Yeah.
But well, it's illegal, so don't do
but
it.
But it's illegal, don't do it.
It'll make you crazy and rape people.
I wasn't alive when the laws were written, so I don't care.
Right.
It's Does the that... cheapest drug there is. You don't yeah. want any part of this shit.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You can grow this for yourself. I highly recommend it, but don't ever do it. If I catch you doing it, I am fucking you up.
I say do it.
Do it.
Grow it, roll it, smoke it.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that might as well be it for this story.
All right.
Sorry, dude.
No, that...
Viva la resistance.
Viva la resistance. Oh, my God. Who wants to get laid tonight?
Me.
So you stopped by, huh? I'm a very laid-back girl that loves to laugh, and I love to make others laugh. You know, I have yet to come into contact with another human being to whom, when asked, do you like to laugh, has said no. I hate laughing. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like other people when they do it. Just, I hate the L word.
I really want to meet someone who is like that.
I
just want to see what that kind of person would be
and
like.
And then I want to laugh at them.
Yeah, just really laugh.
Hopefully I can find that special someone to share it with sooner or later. Preferably later. I enjoy outdoor activities. No, I love just sitting on my couch all day. And then, because my couch is a bed, no big deal, just saying, I like to sleep on my couch all night. Snowboarding, volleyball, softball, camping, fishing, and going to the beach. I almost said fisting. There we go. Okay. Don't be shy. Let's hang out sometime. Whitefish couple, male. Woman for woman male, 50. Could you imagine that orgy?
Ugh, that's 50, so gross.
All going slow and right. being like full of, ah, oh, ah, eh, oh, can you bring me the Bengay? Oh, my joints. We are professional, good-looking, hot white power couple looking for another couple. HWP, sorry. Looking for another couple like us. If we had twins, that's what we're looking for. We are NASCAR fanatics. Oh, man. Yes. Oh, man. That's the kicker right there.
What's these people? They got a phone number?
We can email them if you'd like. We are NASCAR fanatics. Love the outdoors and just like kicking back and having a good time. That's weird. You should email that chick that also likes the outdoors. I don't... Why would you do that? Like...
What does that have...
You're a human!
Right.
Everybody likes the outdoors. It's like saying I like breathing. I'm into breathing, eating...
I'm into breathing.
Sleeping, sitting, standing, walking, talking. I like to laugh.
Yeah, but on top of that, though, they're on there to have sex. Why does that even matter?
Right?
It's like, I don't care.
You could like not NASCAR.
Have sex.
Do you like to fuck?
Yeah. As long as you know, like that.
Maybe all that's going to be incorporated into the sex, though.
That's a good point.
I can see that. Check out my sweet race car bed. No big deal. Number two. Just saying.
You know, I come from small hick towns and everything like that. So, you know,
really?
Yeah, I'm into that kind of shit. I like NASCAR. I do fucking Earnhardt Jr.'s one.
But if you were...
You know, well, fuck Casey Kane. Fuck you, Casey Kane. I hope you're listening. But
if you were trying to pick up a chick on the internet, would you be like, I'm into NASCAR. I like going outside. I like eating. You know, like...
Well, yeah, because you find those hot little fucking redneck girls. You're like, I'm into all that.
Hey,
you're
like, I like to breathe, too. I know, also like to...
Yeah, but see, they're so. But unlike me, I've been cultured in life. You know, I'm not have three teeth, and my brother isn't my cousin and all. But you know, it's like
that would be weird. Yeah, it would.
You know, I'm not fucking inbred. These guys sound like just a bunch of fucking country folk who are like, I want to get down with other couples because we want to experiment.
All right, here, let me
finish
read.
It up.
Let me read this again. We are a professional, good-looking, hot, white power couple looking for another couple like ourselves. We are NASCAR fanatics. We love going outside and just like kicking back and having a good time. Yee-hoo! Some have been in lifestyle for about 3 years, I reckon, and have met a lot of nice couples. They're always so far away. God damn it. It's a good thing we have airplanes and stuff. We're looking for a couple in our area to get together with for drinks and barbecue chicken. Dinners and having some fun. We're a friends first kind of couple. If we all click, we have a good time, then we'll take it to the next level. Yeah, we'll go all the way. We're a very open couple. We love the touch of another woman, and we love the touch of another man. But I'm not gay. No, because I like NASCAR, and that's not gay. If this sounds like something you would like, drop us a line, like a fishing line, because I like fishing too. That's outside. I like going outside.
Was that actually in that?
Some of it.
So, okay.
I'm looking for a bowling babe. I am looking for someone who likes to bowl. Is this like smoking pot? Is this code for smoking pot?
Maybe.
All right. Well, let's think of it that way. I'm looking for someone who likes to smoke pot. I smoke pot in leagues and tournaments. You don't have to smoke pot in leagues or tournaments or even have to be good. Just someone to smoke pot with me or even watch. As far as I'm also looking for a relationship with someone like that. I have pics, but I will not post them till I get serious replies. I'm serious about smoking pot. Thank you, and have a great week. Wow.
That's good.
All no, right. I don't
a couple
think
more
it's about
here
pot.
And we'll get out of here. Oh, goodness gracious. I'll start right off. I'm looking for someone to spend the rest of my life with.
You're in the wrong
you
place.
You win. Age is of no concern.
Not whatsoever.
As long as you're active. See, okay. She gets you there.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you said age is no concern. I'm 90. Are you active? I just pooped my pants. Does that count? My bowels are active. I love hiking, running, and just getting off the beaten path. You thought I was going to say getting off. The bee. I'm crazy about the outdoors. I get all antsy in my pantsy if I'm inside too long.
Nice.
Wow, it actually says
that. Actually
that.
Says it? Yes. Son of applause.
Oh, I will keep you that's forever. Awesome. Can I get all antsy in your pantsy? I like sleeping under the stars and playing in the snow. I'd like someone who will ride a bike alongside me on the Kim Williams Trail or wade next to me in the river and let me pee in the river while you're next to me. I'm great with kids and animals. I especially enjoy dogs. Especially. I like dogs more than children, but not as much as smoking pot. I'm the strong, silent type most of the time. A very good listener. But admittedly, not a great cuddler. I'm too wiggly. I can't cook one bit, but I sure can eat some shit. I certainly appreciate... Oh, holy shit! I was just fucking making jokes, and it's like, but I certainly appreciate a hearty meal.
Yes.
I was totally just kidding. Oh my god. Wow. I will take this one home. I especially, oh my god. I can't remember the last time I was in a downright bad mood, and I think people around me find my enthusiasm and cheer infectious. because it has HIV in it. I'm good looking and fit, but I don't require either in you. I require it in me, if you know what I mean.
Hey, go easy on the bell, sorry. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Damn. That's why be really loud. I just
you need
forgot.
To reply. You can be anyone and reply to this.
I know. I could be you. I could be Ben Wilson and reply to this.
We can reply for me?
I just want someone. I could reply for you as
please
him,
do.
Pretending to be her for the cat.
Ashley, will you do this for us?
Yes, please. I just want someone who can love me. Flaws and all, I need affection, and sometimes I'm shy, always friendly, though. I'm not perfect, but who is? I am, and Jesus, he was, from what I heard. I am not looking for someone perfect, just someone perfect for me. Just me.
That's asking too much as well.
That's too much. My only requirement is that my best bud, Chevy, approves of you. Please take me home. I know you will love me. I'm an all-around wonderful dog indeed.
What?
And I could be a great addition to your home.
This is for a dog.
You put an ad for... How many guys do you think just read the first half and were like, I love you?
You're right. Oh, you're a dog.
Oh
that doesn't matter.
Yeah, dude. That was about a dog.
We've gotten one of these before.
In the miscellaneous romance ads for the Montana Craigslist.
They're looking for some romance with the dog.
Dogs need love, too.
I'm not going to lie, but I would love a dog to go out and have, like, you know, be my, like, my best friend. I bet it. Dude, my dog at 5 years got hit by a car, dude. I love my dog.
All right, well, listen to this. Do you think you could email them back and be like, so can I have sex with the dog?
Well.
Like, little red rock.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a mutt.
It's a mutt?
I don't know.
Is it a big dog or a little dog?
You can call the dog Sergeant Pepper, or Sarge for short.
No.
Wow. We are ending with that. So, fuck. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, Matt, for coming. Thank you, Braden.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Marcus, thank you. Do you have anything else you would like to say?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, as usual, guys, just go to the website, thejamhole.com, email us, info@thejamhole.com, and don't vote for us on Podcast Alley anymore. I am fucking done.
Me too.
All right. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Bye-bye.
Don't get drunk.
that is flesh and bone.
Remember his flesh and bone.
Yeah.